are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Brownie. Hey, Indian fans, welcome to South Adams High School here in Indiana. I'm Dave Kopp along with my partner Bobby Sogler, and we got Ryan Brown here in the booth. Gonna go over some lineups here for tonight's ball game. And Bobby, we gotta bounce back after a tough one last night. You know what?
Absolutely, Kopp. And you know, one thing that I think Coach Kopp will tell his troops is that, you know, we gotta stay even keel, because I think we was pretty high after that victory Tuesday, and I thought we were a little flat Thursday.
Well, you know, we just didn't look as sharp as New Bremen did, and they were, like we talked on the way here, a little out for a little revenge. Last year we went to their place and got them, and they looked sharp last night, and they caught a couple breaks, we didn't, and that's baseball.
It is, and the great thing about that is tonight's a new game,
and you can forget about it.
We got our hands full tonight, partner.
Well, from what I gather, I talked to Jerry, I guess it was earlier this week, and he said, I think they're number three in double A here in Indiana, so they're ranked third in the state. That's not going to be an easy, I don't even know if they got any losses.
Yeah, no, and another thing about them, Kopp, is that they've really improved their schedule, as we have. They play Coldwater, they play Parkway, and they play Minster of our league this year, and that's something that I think that they realize that we play pretty good baseball over there, and they want to keep getting better, and they're coming over there and playing some Ohio teams, and I think this is going to be a great game.
Well, their facility here is top-notch, I can tell you that.
This is the best one we play in other than tomorrow, probably.
This is as nice as it gets, let me tell you. This place is fixed up nice, and it's going to be an exciting game, and we got Reese Rogers on. Pitched a complete game two hitter, and look for him to come out and look sharp again tonight. So we got a little breeze here tonight. It's kind of blowing straight out left field, and
it is. You know, Reese has been tremendous so far, and we'll need a big outing for him today. And he's got his brother coming in here from family will probably be up here. And we are sitting outside, so if you do hear a little wind,
she's a little breezy.
Not too bad.
It's nice.
Too bad.
Awesome.
Ronnie's looking good.
Hey, thank you.
How's the foot coming, Ronnie?
Get a boot Monday, so I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm tired of the crutches. So
how long will you be in the boot?
Probably a month, but
by the end of the school year, you'll be up going?
By graduation, I should be walking in shoes again. So.
Then you're going to slip and fall getting your diploma.
I hope not.
That's big, ain't it?
That's good stuff right there, brother. Hey, let me go over the lineups real quick here for the Indians. Cade Wendell's going to lead off and play shortstop for us tonight. Will Holman will be out in center field, batting second. Nick Thwaites will be in right field, batting third. Benny Holman's going to be at second base. He'll be batting fourth. Reese Rogers will be on the mound. He'll be batting in his normal fifth spot. Ethan Shane will be out in left field. He'll be batting sixth. Joe Holman's going to be DHing for Riley Post. Riley Post will be playing third this evening. Ian Holman will be at first base, his normal spot, when Reese Bob is pitching. And Cody Shinnebury will be batting ninth, and he'll be behind the plate. Four. The Starfires from South Adams, Grant Messer will be the leadoff man. He'll be playing shortstop. Nick Stuber will be at first base, batting second. Joe Stuber will be the second baseman. He'll be batting third. Colin Schaefer will be the pitcher. He'll be batting cleanup for the Starfires. Isaiah Bumgardner will be at third base, batting fifth. Mark Clary will be the catcher for the Starfires. He'll be batting sixth. Braden Ballmer will be in left field, batting seventh. Terry Dawn, Delta's brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will be in center field. He'll be batting eighth. And Andres Martinez will be the right fielder, batting ninth. How about that? Positions matches their batting order. 7, 8, 9. That's awesome.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great...
Oops.
Try trying to get ahead of myself.
I love that
guy. Fits right in, don't
he? Hey, we'll let you know when it's break time.
Yeah, how about that?
That's all good. Hey, we can do that for you, Brownie. We'll take a little mini break, pay some bills. We'll be back. We're taking the infield about 10 minutes away.
Great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
This is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
And you're on. We're back, Bobby.
That was a Velvet Pipes of Mr. Bob Stogler doing the Cooper commercial, and I ain't kidding, it did sound good. 419-852-9201, choose the text.
We got to get some lusters tonight, don't you think?
I think we'll have like 1,000.
They're going to be big. It's going to be big numbers. How many are we up to now, Brownie? I can see it.
I don't have a clue.
480. Yep. I can see it.
That's
480.
A lot, ain't it?
That's a lot of them.
Your girlfriend listen, Brownie?
Don't have one.
What?
What's the problem?
Don't have one. Single man.
How long have you?
Month or two, I think.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It happens.
Exactly right.
That's exactly right.
I brought up sore subject.
Yeah, I'm a little sad right now.
Feel bad.
Group hug or not? It was 2 months ago,
hey,
so. Group hug or not? We'll bring it in for you.
We can.
That's the way we are. We're a team. Fort Recovery Radio is a team.
Well, the Indians are still out there taking some infield. And
Gary's hitting 4,000 balls.
He likes hitting them ground balls.
Well, after the way we played defense there, 90 second boys, we better.
Maybe
we threw it around a little bit Tuesday night, didn't we?
We just didn't look sharp. Thursday night, we just didn't look sharp. Because you had a text that said, as sharp as we looked on Tuesday, we went the wrong way.
Yeah.
And we did play a spectacular game against St. Henry. And almost air-free, and the only bobble we had in that game, and I couldn't think of it until I talked to Jerry, and we had to think a little bit, and then it was that little bobbler that came back to Nick, and it rolled out of his glove.
That's
that
right.
Was the only boot that we had, and other than that, we played a pretty clean ball game against the Redskins, and oh well.
And this will be another game where you'll see your leaders and your seniors, and we have a whole team of seniors.
Yep.
We're coming off a tough loss, and I'm thinking that we're just going to come out here and this will be a good one. I'm looking forward to this.
I think we're going to see a good pitcher from South Adams, and it's going to be a battle here. Reese is going to throw a good game, and last night we didn't get that first pitch strike very often.
Chelsea Rogers walked that kid all the way here from Fort Carey.
I'm telling you.
I passed her.
Do you see her walking too?
200 miles an hour by the Dairy Queen. She just got here. She walked her all the way to Burn.
Damn near beat us.
Yeah, Remy. Remy's sound asleep.
Remy's got some big old cheeks on her. I talked to Papa today. I talked to Brady, and I said, I got to see the baby girl the last night's ball game. He said, yeah, Grandpa had her, right? And I said, yep, Grandpa had her. All good.
Good deal, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's tweaked the lineup again a little bit, Calby, from last night. And,
a little bit.
And put Ian in the lineup and try to get his bat going and play for space.
Well, I think
goes to the mound.
Yeah, I think when Reese goes to the mound, I think that's kind of the norm. And I'm anxious. Actually, I kind of thought that maybe Ian would bat in the seventh last night, maybe pinch hit or something. And actually, he was playing.
You guys want water?
He was playing JV ball. I'm drinking water.
Water?
Yeah.
Freak. Oh, he's got. He brings his own stuff.
I'm assuming.
I was rushing after school, man. I even got goodies in the bag if you need some Cheez-Its.
Good afternoon, baseball fans.
You got an apple?
Welcome to
Harriet Fast
Field.
No, but
yeah. Brownie's health nut.
He is. Look at him.
I was thinking Bush.
I'm on crutches, man. I can't work out. He's borderline like a Adonis. Yeah.
I'm not that lengthy, but.
Pretty good old dude, I'll tell you that. Nice crowd here tonight.
I was just going to say, Bob, but people are rolling in like crazy. Here comes my big sister, Joan.
Shut up.
Yeah, my big sister, Cincinnati.
Well, ain't that something?
Right here. What's the odds?
She ain't going to recognize
me. Let me say hi to her. Hi, Rick. Hi, Joan. How are you guys? I'll be careful what I say, okay? I'll do that.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah, people are cruising in. I'm almost hot.
Yeah, it's warm. You hear that? The scoreboards are not working. Only ball strikes now. So we'll have to keep it. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Spencer.
Well,
he's doing great. What else new, Brandon? Anything?
Not much.
Pass the score or not?
Barely. We're squeezing by. Man, I'll bet you're itching to get out there. I was itching to get out when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Really?
But Bobby and I had a day or two where we skipped out on someone.
I want to see a little skip day. A little planned skip day.
Well, he was.
Senior's allowed to skip out anymore or not?
Kind of my mentor. He was my mentor, and I was trying to live up to it, but I get in trouble. I remember one day, Bunny, and I got to tell this story. We were hanging out at the new gym. Bob, do you remember us hanging out at the new gym one time? It was me and Bob and Kenny Tin.
Okay? Right.
And we thought we had like 10, 15 minutes until the bell was going to ring. We had to go to our next class.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, this bell rings. And we're like, holy,
what happened?
Yeah, remember that? And we took off running. So Mom's actually running faster than Kenny and I, and he's sneaking up down the hallway, and as we come around the corner by the new gym, he's hightailing it back the other way. It was a tornado drill.
Yeah. Oh.
Sir? So we had to do a quick about face and go back to our hiding spots. It was funny.
We did have a lot of hiding spots.
Yeah, we had a couple they couldn't find us.
The base umpire is 9 years old.
I'd say that's like a grandpa and grandson.
It could be. I agree.
Yeah, he does look like
we're getting ready to start, boys.
Yes, sir. One more break here, Brownie. We'll take one more quick break, and we'll be back for first pitch, buddy.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have a cell phone there?
Garrett, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With a Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And you're on.
Welcome back here. South Adams Starfire Stadium. See out there, they were the state runners up in 1972 and the state finalists in 1982. Bobby, they got a pretty good ball club around here.
They do.
What do you think?
And we just talked to Scotty Stauffer, and everybody knows Scotty there in Fort Carey. Plays softball for, I think he plays for Miracle Lanes, Wayne IGA, or one of them too,
yep.
Wayne Street Market. And he said that they got a young left-hander here on the mound today, a sophomore, and he said they got good pitching over here.
Yeah, I believe that.
A little bit like the Indians, good pitching, and you score enough runs to win. So I look for this to be a good one.
I think so.
One thing that we just got word from the Dayton Dragons is they just spoke with the head groundskeeper, and he wants to keep everything on schedule as tomorrow down to Dayton. So we're scheduled to play Kettering Alder tomorrow at noon. Is that correct?
I think 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, and we're planning on playing that tomorrow. When the rain finally quits, we'll be good to go with our game. So it's on tomorrow.
I think that'd be great. That'd be cool for us to get up in that booth.
Jerry Byram and his daughter show up. We got a nice
JB
tonight.
Yeah, we do. We got some folks right.
Are you doing radio or are you doing a
radio?
And is there a way they can listen to it online?
Yes. There's a guy here that's awesome at setting it up.
He will set it up for you.
I'm going to show him right here. He is. This guy right here will set you right up. All right, come on, Cade.
All right, we're ready for batter number one, Cade Wendell. And these are going to come here in the top of the first. Look to get on the old scoreboard. First pitch taken low and outside, ball one. Cade Wendell, Willie Holm, and Nick Twaits, first three batters for the Tribe. Maybe we can find some holes tonight. Last night, you know, we hit the ball hard a couple times and just right at him.
We did. Cade was on base all three times he batted last night, Calpe, and base hit and walked a couple times. Yeah. He's just been here. He's a heck of a leadoff hitter for Coach Calp.
That one's outside and in the dirt.
Let that get by, catcher.
Jerry must know the catcher, I guarantee it.
JB on the catcher.
Yep.
Here comes a 2-1. That one just hits the outside edge. 2-2.
We have a perfect view tonight. We got it right behind the backstop, just off to the left of home plate, and towards the left field side by the Indian dugout.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman comes over, makes a play, fires over to first. Low throw, but nice scoop by the first baseman out number one. So Cade goes down 4-3 in the old book for out number one. That's going to bring Willie Hellman to the plate. Willie hit the ball hard last night, right at that center fielder.
He did.
And we had that wind that was just keeping all those balls up.
Floaters.
Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like it came off the bat like a rocket, and it just died, hung there for him. We haven't faced many lefties this year, really, have we?
No, we have not. This is what, again, what are we, 8-2, 7-2?
We are 8-2.
8-2.
We faced a lefty from Delphus. Delphus St. John's threw a lefty at us. And he pitched a complete game.
That didn't turn out too good, did it? We won.
We won that game, yeah. Billy takes that one. Yes, at the belt, called for a strike. One ball, two strikes to him. One away here, top of the first inning. That one's taken outside. 2-2.
Slow curve, just missed.
There's a rocket out towards left field. Base knocker for Willie to get this. A nice leadoff man there. We got one away and runner at first, and Nick Twaits comes to the plate. I'd have to think Willie's probably going to test this old catcher out here Leaf. Before too long.
Now, the plate number two, Twaits.
I do like our aggressiveness on the base paths, you know?
Yep.
We got some speedsters and.
We didn't run them too good last night.
No, last night that wasn't our best. Nick squares the bunt, pulls back, takes it low for ball one. Third baseman playing about four steps in on the grass here, thinking potential bunt. I don't think that's our plan. Squares again. Pitch out, throw down, and they got Willie. Oh, he slid underneath that puppy. Wow, nice job. Nice job. But throw beat him down there until he got the tag down. Willie must have got his foot on the bag. So Willie moves on to second with a stolen base.
Adds to his career lead for recovery baseball history.
Yep.
Will Hunt. Come on, Twaits, get around in here. Let's get ahead early. Give Reese a little lead.
I like a little cushion. Here comes the 2-0. Little hanging curveball comes back in and drops in there for a strike.
Schaefer's not fast, but he's got a nice curveball, left-hander.
You know, last night I thought once we saw that pitcher that went through the lineup two times, we're getting on our third lineup, I thought, here we go. So that one's popped up. Willie's going to have to go back to second. Second baseman goes out, makes the play, out number two. Kind of jammed him a little bit, and he just kind of popped him up off the handle and just squirted out just about a step or two in the grass, and out number two. So that's going to bring Benny Hellman to the plate with a chance to drive him home. Benny takes first pitch for a strike. Like you said, Bobby, it's not a fast curveball, but it's just a big old bender. There's a high fastball. 1-1.
It's like the Holman family made her. Grandma Cheryl. Good dear.
That one's popped up. Heading out towards the second baseman. Second base is going to drop in there right in front of the center fielder, and that's going to score Willie, and that's going to make it a 1-0 ball game in favor of your Indians. Man, I thought that thing was going to be caught. The second baseman going out, center fielder coming in, and it was in no man's land, and there she landed.
Just like it was about 10 foot farther than one Twaits you hit.
Yeah, exactly. So RBI single for Benny Hellman. He's down in first base. Willie comes around. Gives us a quick 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. That's going to bring Reese Rogers to the plate.
Come on, Reese.
I'd like to see what Reese's batting average. We got to get those stats. We had them.
Rob Reaver had every one of them.
He had them all?
Yeah, we're just not good.
Well, let's just.
Spencey's got to take care of that. He ain't got nothing to do all day.
That one's in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. And Benny's going to slide into second base.
That looked a little rough. Mrs. Homan, you're going to have to do the uniform tonight, sweetheart.
That was pretty funny. Benny tried the old Charlie Hustle dive and got his feet. His feet was about 7 feet in the air one time. Feet slid on his face. So Reese got a chance to drive in another run.
Come on, 00. Help yourself right here, kid.
Piles that one away.
About hit the ladies taking the tickets.
Oh, wouldn't that be? Poor ladies out here volunteering her time and gets hit in the back of the head with a baseball.
Reese had a big hit last night. Calby drove in our only run.
Yep.
A pitch that he had ripped into center field for a base hit.
Same spot. A little bit further down. Out of play. One ball, two strikes to Reese, two outs. Indians picked up one quick run here. Willie got on and came around on a kind of a little blooper there. That's all we needed, though.
How about you think Beaver Homan knew it was $6 to get in? He brought the whole crew in.
Full paycheck.
I can't wait to ask
your grandpa and grandma.
Yeah.
Got the kids.
$6 to get in.
Sir, that'll be $60. What?
They've always done it. That's $6.
There we go. Reese pulls that one over towards the first base dugout.
How nice are these dugouts?
That ain't nice. Huh?
This is nicer than cold water.
This is nicer than cold water, yes.
I did.
Top-notch facility we're at here, folks. Crazy thing is, you can see this wall. We're sitting behind the backstop here, behind home plate. Reese Bob just working his tail off in there, battling, waiting for his pitch. But the field's about, I'd say it's a foot higher than what we are out here. At least the field from where we're sitting.
It does kind of seem that way.
You having a stroke?
Maybe it's just us sitting.
You having a stroke right now?
We're going to count the rows of bricks because. Pop, you really don't think that it's. You think it's the same level in there? Ronnie, backing me up?
It seems a little higher, but.
Thank you, brother. Back to the ball game. Deuce is wide on the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. That was taken high. Ball three. Good high, Reese Bob.
Reese trying to get on there for Ethan Shane on deck for the Indians.
Boy, Shaney hit a couple rockets last night. Just pulled him foul.
He about knocked his mom's head off over there and left. He yanked.
Oh, was it close?
Yeah.
There's a hard hit ball to shortstop, right, Eddie?
Left-handed.
Left-handed shortstop comes up, firing across, and he got him. Nice play by the shortstop to end the inning. But in the inning, for the Indians, we pick up one run on two hits. And at the end of half an inning, Indians won. Starfire's coming up.
Home Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hall Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.com.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Yeah, you are.
Ronnie, you got us back on here.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, is it just me or the temperature dropped 48 degrees?
Sun went away. Cloud came across. It did drop.
I'm freezing.
Night cold.
You guys want to cuddle up?
No. At this point, I'm good.
I'll go up today, ain't I? Come on, Reese. Reese has been tremendous, Calpy.
Reese has been really... I think he's 3-0.
I think he is. He might be.
I really don't know his record, but I for sure know he's won two.
He won Westerville South.
He won there. He definitely won Greenville.
Greenville.
And he pitched one more.
Yeah, he did. He's
I think 3-0. He's 3-0. So Grant Besser is going to step into play to face our senior, Reese Rogers. Indians got a one-run lead here in the top of the first inning. See if we can hang on to that, baby. Reese with the first pitch strike right down the heart of the plate.
Big right-hander, Reese is. He likes to mix things up a little bit. Wait a minute, them Cheez-Its. This guy's awesome.
That one's popped up down the right field line. Ian's chasing it. Twitchy's coming over, and that's going to land in no man's land. Long strike. No balls, two strikes to the leadoff man, Grant Besser. Ronnie's got Cheez-Its. He's got apples. He's got bananas.
Granola bars.
Granola bars.
Granola bar. Never ate one.
Really?
They healthy?
I don't know if they're healthy, but they taste good. I'd call it a healthy candy bar.
That's a good high pitch right there on a good 0-2 pitch right there for him. And good batter takes it. Ball one. That one's hit a little bit further down the right field line. That's going to be out of play over in the bullpen.
Twitchy's need some air out there, boys.
Yeah, Twitchy's like, what is going on? Reese is going to pitch before he gets back into position. Look at this. There, somebody told him to stop. Here comes a pitch. Outside. That would have been funny if he'd have pitched that ball and he'd have got a hit out in right field exactly where Twitchy stands. Here comes a 2-2. That one's in the dirt and gets past Cody. Works him to a full count. Monday night, we play at Lima Shawnee.
We're going up there, ain't we?
Like a road trip. I got a council meeting. I don't think I can go.
You're out.
I think I can make that one.
You going?
I think I got to work the track meet again.
So it's me and Spencey, ain't it? Do the best.
Look, you guys can handle that.
Maybe Cole. Cole might go up.
Tuesday night, we're at Verzales. Big MAC game. That'll be on WPGW on Tuesday night. Another foul ball by Grant Besser.
Good at bat by Besser.
Man, he's taking, making him pitch a lot. And that one's ripped right up the middle for the... That was a great at-bat right there for Grant Besser. Base hit. Leadoff man's on at first base, and that's going to bring Nick Stewart. These guys got bells and all kinds of stuff around here. That's crazy. Now they're going to find out what our catcher's got back here. Cody threw a guy out last night. Nice throw down there.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it was a great throw. It was great to see him throw somebody out. That's got to be good for his confidence. Very small lead on first base. Gets a piece of it. Fouls her back to the fence. Bob, you're going to have to watch it, because if it hits right there, that pushes that screen out, you might get bumped.
Could get nailed.
Yeah. You ever show Brownie that one knot on your head that you got hit that one time?
I don't like your show. It's too gross.
Show Brownie real quick.
Ooh, header. Rawlings. killed a normal human being.
When did that happen?
3 years ago. One of our first games.
It's still there. That's... Are you feeding it to me?
Might be a little smoke, yeah. Might be the old bait and switch.
Say, I'm like, that's impressive.
It said Rawlings for like a year and a half. That's finally going away. Here comes the 1-1. That was taken high, ball two. Runner first, nobody out here. Bottom of the first inning, Indians up one. This game's at a snail's pace.
It is.
Nice pitch right there. A little breaking ball. Comes in there for a strike. 2-2. Big pitch right here. This could be a hit and run. Guy's going to take off. Nice job by Reese kicking him back to first. Watched your Red Leggers last night, boys.
You were bored too, wasn't you, brother?
I don't get it.
They are horrible.
Yeah. Ooh. Woo! Nothing wrong with that pitch. Nothing wrong with that pitch, but he tells it outside. I literally turned it on. The Reds had the lead.
Went away fast, didn't it?
I took a shower, came out. Gone. Here comes the 3-2. Pops it up.
Now, it's unbelievable how many pitches Reese has thrown so far. He had to throw 10 to the first batter and 10 to this one.
I would say so. At Greenville, I'm not sure he threw a complete game. I don't think he threw 80 pitches.
Yeah. Well, Twacy threw a complete game Tuesday night.
76
pitches.
Yeah. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Benny comes up, flips to second, gets the lead man. Nice play by Benny. That grass really killed that ball, Bob.
It did.
Came off the bat pretty hard. By the time it got to Benny, he had to make a quick play to Cade to get that force.
Good job, Reese Rogers. Battling. Gary Bernard made her today.
So we do have it out in the books. That goes down 4-6 in the old book. Stuber reaches on a fielder's choice, and that's probably going to bring his brother Joe Stuber to the plate. Second baseman for the Starfires. There's people lined up down the right field line, down the left field line. Bleachers about 3/4 full. Oh, it's a perfect night for baseball, and people have been antsy to get out of the house on a nice day, you know. Mm-hmm. Runner at first, one away. Quick snap throw down to first there from Cody Shinneberry, and pretty close play, but he got back in time. I think Cody would have had him if he wouldn't have double clutched there. Swing and a miss right there. Two balls on a strike. Nice off-speed curve right there. Ronnie, you couldn't touch that ball.
Oh, not a chance.
Not a chance. He has hurt us the first time we had Bronny on. He threw his arm out in eighth grade. Couldn't hit a lick.
Yep. Had to hang it up.
Had to hang up the cleats. Eighth grade.
That is ripped to left. Nice catch by Ethan Shane. Runner has to go back to first. Good job. Boy, he hit it right on the screws.
He
played perfect. Two outs in the inning.
So Stuber goes down. Fly out to the left fielder. Out number two. That's going to bring the Colin Schaefer. The old cleanup batter. Brownie, they call the number four the old cleanup batter. Big kid. Out by Cody Shinneberry, stopping that low one in the dirt. It went from 77 to 37. That was taking a little high, ball two. One on the inside edge, track one. That was almost unhittable right there.
Yeah, that's...
Duncan getting a pretty big lead. There he goes. I was going to say, there's a hit and run on, and he fouls that one back to the screen. I was kind of watching him down there. He wasn't getting a very big lead, but that time he took a really big lead, and he had a good jump, too. Schaefer the batter. Stuber at first.
Nice pitch.
Wow. That looked like a strike from here, Bobby. I don't know. 3-2. Runner's going to be gone here. Here comes the payoff. There goes the runner. He fouls that one out of play. Priest got to be pushing 30 pitches this inning.
We're out of balls.
I think you're right. I think we are.
I think they keep them here.
Foul balls as quickly as possible. Thank you.
I don't think so. Main announcer says, get the foul balls, kids. Let's go. Shouldn't have got my haircut last night if I knew it was going to be this cold. Here comes a 3-2. There goes the runner. That one's going to be fouled down the third baseline. Just passed.
Gotta get that one, buddy.
Just past Riley Post. My God, they got a lot of lights around here. Baseball field, football field, tennis courts. And he walked in. Just a little low, and a good eye by that cleanup hitter Schaefer, and that's going to put runners at first and second with two outs here, and that's going to bring Isaiah Bumgardner to the plate, third baseman for the Starfires. Reese Bob having to work his butt off on this inning.
Yeah, I thought he had a strikeout there. He just missed with a 2-2 pitch and then walks him, and just what Jerry Kopp really didn't want, a bunch of pitches from a starter.
In the first inning.
Absolutely. Come on, Reese, get out of here, kid.
That's what good teams do, you know. They're patient. They foul those bad pitches off, and they make that pitcher work because, man, if he throws 30 an inning, he's not going to be around long. That one's taken high. One ball, one strike. To the right-handed hitter, Bumgardner. Nick Stuber at second. Colin Schaefer at first. 1-0 ball game here. Bottom of the first inning. Indians scored one in the first. Willie got on with a hit. And then he scored on a Benny Holman RBI single. Here comes the 2-1. Taking low. Come on, Reese. Got to hit a spot here, baby. Got to hit a spot. Cody's going to go out and talk to his pitcher here and settle him down a little bit. We don't want to load him up. Got to trust your defense, Reese. Put her in play, babe. The other thing that happens when you're in the field and the pitcher's throwing this many pitches and they're fouling them off, you just kind of get kind of lazy. That one's taking high, ball four, and that's going to load them up. So Stuber goes to third, Schaefer over to second.
That's Isaiah Bumgardner coming out.
Isaiah Bumgarner going to go to first, and that's going to bring Mark Clary to the plate, catcher for the Starfires. Timeout is called, Bobby, and a little powwow out there on the pitcher's mound. Well, one thing's for sure, and what we're learning, is that these guys are educated hitters here. Next Thursday is Wing Night, Brick Street Tavern.
Next Thursday is?
Yeah. Hot dogs were awesome last night. Did you get one?
No.
You didn't get one?
I ain't happy.
Me and Pat and he can't beat him until we got sick.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said one more just so I feel really bad tonight.
Still got hot dog burps?
No, I got the big ones. We went with the jumbos, too. They were
Did you
awesome.
Really? Come on, Reese.
Pat had ketchup all over his face. There's the first pitch strike. Bases are loaded. We got no place to put this guy, so we're going to throw some strikes here, Reese Baum. He didn't still up by one. This is a half-hour-long first inning.
Nice.
Nice breaking ball right there. Come on, Double Zero. This guy's got a pretty bat. Here comes the 0-2.
That's a good
take him high. That was a perfect 0-2 pitch right across the letters. He didn't chase it.
Nope.
Here comes a 1-2. All right, nice job, Reese. Got him on a nice breaking pitch to end the inning, but they fill the bases, but nothing to show for it. And at the end of one complete, Indians 1, Starfire 0.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received a meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And you're on.
All right, Brandon, we're back here to the top of the second inning. Indians going to go 6-7-8. Ethan Shane, Joe Homan, and Ian Homan, the first three batters for the Indians. Up 1-0 here. Long inning in the first inning. I bet this one hopefully slows down and we get some runners and stuff here, Bobby. Facing the sophomore, Colin Schaefer. Left-hander for the Starfires. Number 15, Ethan
Shane. They're a senior laden team too, Cal. It looks like they got 9 seniors as well.
No kidding. Well, they showed some serious patience at the plate, I can tell you that. Ethan takes one on the outside edge, strike one. Like I said before, Ethan was so close last night with some of his at bats down the line, and he pulled about every one of them. Here comes the 1-1. He shows bunt. Misses it. Foul ball actually kind of comes up and hits the catcher in the face mask. Definitely committed. Strike two. So 1-2. Coach Jeff Wendell coming in to talk to him a little bit.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Jeff Wendell coaching down third. Harold Feely at first for your Indian staff.
Taking outside. But you're kind of giggling about something. I'm not sure what it was. Here comes a 2-2, and he's pulled hard down the line, and I don't know if it's fair or not. I think it's going to be a foul ball.
Shane got a little pop in his bat.
I'm telling you, he's seeing the ball good right now. He's been hitting it hard.
I got a kick out of, we have three of the seniors that have the Coldwater prom tomorrow night. And they got, you know, we got the baseball game.
If it gets delayed.
Yeah. And if we get delayed.
Strike three right there. Oh, really?
Yeah. Evan Post, Cassius, and Benny Homan.
They don't have dates with all the girls?
Yep. And they're dead men. If they,
well, yeah, they're all their girlfriends, too. So,
well, they'll just have to, the three girls just have to walk through the, what do they call that? Promenade?
Promenade.
Joe Homan going to step to the plate for the Indians. One out here. Top of the second inning.
Joe Homan hit the ball hard last night, Calpe. And it was kind of funny because Coach Calpe talked about how Joe's so antsy.
Yeah.
And he'd like to see him take a few more pitches than the first pitch he takes for a ball.
Takes that one low for ball two. Big talk, yeah.
He is. Just like the rest of them boys.
Yep. Nice shirt, Brownie, by the way.
Thank you.
Did you notice?
Yeah, we got a little matching thing.
You guys are groovy, ain't you?
We got to get
one of these.
What? Did you guys call each other?
We talked earlier in the day.
Yeah, just shot a little text, you know.
You want to wear a purple stripe? Yep. I will if you will. Swing right there. Nothing but air. Good cut by him. Two balls, two strikes. Hangs in there and fouls that one out of play on the breaking ball.
I got some bugs eating me up. You had them yet?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this little guy.
There he is. They've absolutely destroyed my legs.
Here comes a 2-2. Nice eye by old 2-2 right there. Number 22, Joe Homan. That's taken outside. Three balls, two strikes to him. One away here.
Well, that kid kept pitching. Smiles when he misses. That ain't going to do you any good. That umpire's not. These umpires, they ain't going to put up with that.
Oh, he chases one of them a little bit high. And he goes down swinging, too. So two up, two down. Both of them strike out swinging for Schaefer. Strikeout number two in the inning. And strikeout number two for the game, and that's going to bring Ian Homan to the plate. Ian, our first baseman.
But he's a sophomore, and he'll learn that. I'm sure when he gets in dugout, coach will say, can't do that, son.
Nice breaking ball comes in there for a strike. Back breaking balls that come in there for a strike. Exact same pitch. No balls, two strikes. Two outs here. Top of the second inning. Indians lead by one. Ian finds himself in a hole. Oh, rung him up on a curveball that I thought was a little bit high and outside, but the umpire didn't see it that way. And that is a strikeout looking for out number three. So after one and a half in the books, Indians hanging on to a 1-0 lead.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Just because, the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness. Just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
You're on. All right, here we go, bottom of the second inning.
One out there, buddy.
Yes, sir. 7-8-9. Bomber, Dawn, and Martinez. First three batters for the Starfires. Bomber comes up, looks at the first pitch, pops him up right to Ian Homan at first base for the first quick out.
Jerry Byram has no idea how close I am to knocking him right out of that lawn chair and eating them nachos.
Jeez. Oh, that does look like a good set of nachos.
You hear that, Jerry?
Maybe he's all business. Jerry Dawn's going to be the batter. First pitch, swing and a miss.
Delta's brother.
Delta's little brother.
You know who Delta Dawn is? There's only four listeners that know who Delta Dawn is.
Out of the 480. There's a hard hit ground ball.
Hey!
And a hell of a catch by Riley Post. Riley laid himself out there at third base, and he came up with that baby on the shoestrings. Nice catch by Riley. Out number two. He had one hit Tuesday night, Bobby, at him at third base.
Eric had no idea what he just missed.
So that brings Martinez to the plate. Two up, two down here for Reese. Martinez steps to the plate, takes first one high, ball one. Papa Post didn't see his boy make that diamond play.
Oh, he's over there talking.
Oh,
imagine that, Eric Post talking. Well, he's just like Todd Oman. He knows everybody.
That was a heck of a play right there by Riley.
Nice job. Reese
Martinez
Todd.
Scores around a bunt, commits to it, misses it, and that's going to be strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs here, bottom of the second inning. Indians cling to a one-run lead.
Got him.
Nice job. Wow. Nice ball. Happy with that.
He needed that one.
Gets him swinging on that one, and that's going to be out number three to end the inning. So after two in the books, Indians one. Starfire zero.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until on. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And you're on.
All right, Bobby, here we go. We're going to try to play a little add-on here. Indians up 1-0 going into the top of the third inning. We're going to go 9,
what are
1 and 2.
That are all over our bodies.
Those would be
head lice.
No, they're too big for that.
Okay.
Pitch in there to Cody was a curveball, catches him for a strike. Lefty versus lefty here. Swing and a miss right there by Cody. Good cut. Schaefer's fan three in a row. Going into Cody. Got all three of them in the second inning. Cody takes that one just a bit outside for ball one. Runs in the dirt, ball two. Wind kind of laying down just a little bit right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's nice. Ooh, got him right there on the outside edge. Too close to take, Cody. Had a swing at that one, brother. I'm going to go down looking, and that's strikeout four in a row. Brownie, we need to do a little something different there. Out number one, that's going to roll the top to Cade Wendell. Cade grounded out to the second baseman first time up. He's followed by Will Homan and Nick Twaits. Next three. Cade takes first pitch strike. This curveball stays high.
Wifey working tonight?
No, she had the day off. She's actually, she had plans with her sister. They're going to go out to eat. I think they're going to head to El Camino's.
Kate takes that one. He didn't think that one was a strike, but the umpire saw it differently. One ball, two strikes. And he rung him up. Kate thought that one was outside, too, and Cade a little frustrated, heading back to the dugout. That's going to be punch out number five in a row for the sophomore, Colin Schaefer. Last five batters for the Indians. Struck out swinging, struck out swinging, struck out looking, struck out looking, struck out looking.
Can't happen.
That's not so good there, folks.
Multi-four.
And that's going to bring number 24, Willie Homan, to the plate. Two outs here. Top of the third.
Indians leading 1-0.
We got that one run there in the first. I don't think that's the final score, Brownie.
No, I don't think so either.
No, because I think Twaits here might take in yard yet.
That one's hit foul down third base lineup
tonight.
Actually,
345 to left, 356 to center, 336 short right field.
It wouldn't surprise me if somebody didn't poke one out of here. Come on, Willie. He takes that one outside. Two balls and a strike to our number two hitter, Will Homan. I don't know if Todd's here. Is Todd here?
Yeah, he's here.
Is he here? He's on the road. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
He's back there with Gary Bernard. That's some group, ain't it? Look out.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, 2-4.
Come on, Willie. There's a high chopper over to the third baseman. He's going to have to work his tail off, and Willie's down there and in.
Go, Willie!
That gets past the first baseman. Willie's going to try to make it for two, and he was out there in the grass, and he does.
Atta baby.
Nice job right there. I'm not sure what he's yelling about, but... He's making a lot of hand gestures out there, Bobby. I don't know what the heck he's talking about. So that's going to be an infield single for Willie. He's 2-for-2 in this ball game, and he's down at second base.
I think they're calling interference here. Willie's trying to get to third. We're going to see if they're going to give it to him. Willie's pointing to third. The umpires are meeting. Oh, fake tag. That's what the fake tag on it. It's a warning for South Adams. Come on, Nick. Drive him in here, kid.
Well, that gives Nick Twaits a chance to bring home the game's second run.
Twaits is about to light this kid up, too.
Twaitsy popped out. First time into the second baseman. Jammed him a little bit. That one's taken high, ball one.
Come on, two.
Guess right here, Mr. Twaits, and bring home another one. That one's taken low, ball two. A little different pitcher when somebody gets on, if you notice when he comes from the stretch. Just a little bit different.
Yeah.
He likes them bases empty, but now he's got a quick little run, and there he goes. He's I thought he was going about
it.
Well, he took off and stopped. That was second for a strike.
That's a good pitch, slow curveball, inside part of the plate. Points he was sitting red.
Fastball, and he popped him up out towards right field. Right fielder comes over, and the center fielder comes right in front of him and takes it. How about that, folks? But in the inning, we do pick up a hit, but we have nothing to show for it. And after the end of 2.5, it's 1-0 in favor of your Indians.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're on. All right, Brownie, we're back here for the bottom of the third. Looks like we lost our partner to the concession stand, buddy. We're going to roll the top to Grant Besser, Nick Stuber, and Joe Stuber. First three batters for South Adams. Priest Bob looked good that last inning, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Much needed inning. Yes, sir. First pitch to him was a ball. Next pitch, he swings and misses. One ball, one strike. The leadoff man, Grant Besser, he led the Starfires off with a solid single up the middle his first time up. The only hit for the Starfires at this point. And there's a ground ball. Over to Riley. Riley comes up with it. And doesn't have time to make a throw. He booted it just a little bit, and that's going to go down as an E5 for Grant Besser. So runner at first, and that's going to bring Nick Stuber to the plate. Nick grounded into a fielder's choice the last time up. Nice pitch right there. Just hits the outside edge for strike number one. For just joining us, the Indians scored one in the top of the first, and that's the only run that's crossed the plate so far in this ball game. We're in the bottom of the third as we speak. Offers at that bunt right there, and that's going to be strike two. Uh-oh, look at this, Brownie. Couldn't take it anymore. Could not take it anymore. He had to go get some nachos.
They're 6-0.
I thought somebody said they were undefeated. They're 6-0.
Was that an error there or base hit?
Yeah, I gave him an error. There's a hard hit ground ball, and that's going to be fielded by, wow, right there, showing some range by Benny Hellman going to his left. And I thought that was a base hit for sure, boys. And Benny got over there and scooped him up. Nice play right there, and that's going to bring Joe Stuber to the plate. Does move the runner over to second on that play, but nice play by Benny at second.
Absolutely. I had that as a base hit. First and third with no out, and now we got one out, runner second.
But Joe Stuber steps in there, second baseman for the Starfires. Grass helped us there a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
Slowed it down just enough for him to get over. But man, that thing came off the bat fast.
Go get him. Go get him.
All right, stiff it up, defense. That one's taking a bit inside. Two balls, no strikes. To the number three hitter, Joe Stuber. Look a little low to it, but we got it.
We'll take her.
We'll take that one. Strike number one. Two balls and a strike. One away here in the bottom of the third. Starfires with a runner at second. Shows a bunt. Somebody get it. Somebody get it. Ooh. Solid effort by Cody, and I mean it was 6 inches off the end of his glove, or he'd have made a heck of a diving catch.
That was a heck of an effort.
I'll tell you what, he gets out of that. He gets out of that hole in a hurry, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch right here. Got him on a swing. Nice job right there, Reese Bob. He goes down swinging. So Stuber goes down swinging.
And that's going to bring the number four hitter, Colin Schaefer, to the plate. Colin walked his last time up.
Boy, nice job, Reese, coming back there. Come on, let's get out of here.
So now we got two outs. I'd like to strand that guy right where he's at.
Amen, brother.
There we go. Priest, nice pitch right there.
He's got some pop on the fastball today.
Yeah, it's probably the first time he's pitched one. It's been somewhat long. Gets ahead of the batter right there. That one's taken just a smidge outside. 1-1. Strikeout number three there on the last batter for Reese Baum. Nice pitch right there on the outside edge. Just catches enough black to call that one a strike.
Score from Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 3, South Adams 1. JV action. Back home. Thank you, Jody Wendell.
That was fouled off of Cody's face mask or the umpire's face mask. One ball, two strikes, two away here. Bottom of the third inning. Indians cling to that one-run lead. I say a Bumgardner on deck. That was curveball gets away from him. Two balls, two strikes.
Two out. What's that mean, Copy?
Tell me, Brownie.
Deuces.
Yes, sir. That one's hit out toward Tracy. Tracy's came from underneath it.
And nice that's job. Gonna be out nice number job, three. Indians.
So Reese Bob gets out of it. He's only given up one hit so far, folks. And through three complete, Indians 1, Starfire 0.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ron, are you really eating that banana? That thing is bruised up. It looks like my grandma's legs.
It's got to be a little brown.
Why?
Sweeter.
It is sweeter.
Yeah. Let you know your banana's bad.
You serious?
No, absolutely. Get a green banana from the grocery store, you let it sit there on the counter for a while.
I agree with that, but that thing's a little bit too. Brony, we're going to have you in the hospital for the days out.
He's part monkey.
All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Indians looking to do a little add-on here. We got Benny Hillman, Reese Rogers, and Ethan Shane. Sounds like a round to me, boys.
I like it.
Coach Feely down in first. He's not getting much work down there tonight.
Coach needs some action, don't he?
Yeah, he's bored down there. Coach Calp out of third this inning. Man, he likes to throw that slow curve for strike number one every time.
Forever.
Like you don't think it's going to get there.
Big hit. Start it off.
There's a ground ball just fouled down the third baseline. No balls, two strikes to Benny. Our number four hitter, he had a base hit in the first inning, scored the game's only run, or knocked in the game's only run. Got Willie to come around from second. He's one for one. That one's in the dirt. Indians so far with three hits on the ball game. Willie's got two of them, and Benny's got the other one. High fly ball, boys, and I lost. Up's out there towards Second baseman. Field, second baseman comes underneath it. That was a major league high ball right there. Out number one, that's going to bring Reese Rogers to the plate. Reese grounded out to the shortstop last time up.
Come on, Reese.
You don't see many left-handed shortstops, boys.
Now at the plate, number zero, Reese Rogers. Come on, Reese.
Best left-handed shortstop I ever seen in softball is from this town right here. He's sitting right behind us.
Stauffer?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can play short at left. He had a can.
Yeah, he's got a gun. Reese takes that one for strike two. No balls, two strikes to him. His brother getting on him a little bit. Tell him to swing the bat.
Yeah.
He goes after that one. That's hit hard out towards the gapper, and that's going to be in there. Reese is going to have just a super long single right there, and the left fielder did a nice job of getting over there, taking a nice angle, and Reese goes 0-2 hole and just goes with that pitch and hits her between the left fielder and the center fielder, and that's going to be hit number four for the Indians, and Reese Baum takes himself down to first base.
We're going to have a pinch runner. Cassius Metzger is going to come in and run for Reese. Senior Cassius Metzger, number 45.
Courtesy runner for the Indians, number 45, Cassius Metzger.
Reese got a lot of guards he puts on before he bats, doesn't he?
He does, baby.
I'll tell you what, you watch some of those guys file them balls back into their ankles. Who else got hurt?
I wouldn't even throw a mark. He's too fast.
JB getting on the catcher here. I like it.
This is definitely a bunt situation for Ethan. Come on, kid. Get her down here now.
He's showing bunt right there. Third baseman in. Good little hard bunt. Oh, we got him. Cash is absolutely... He was leaning down there, and nice pickoff move by Schaefer, and that gets our runner down there at first base. So
we had him yesterday, a pinch run for the pitcher for Reese, picked off. Same thing tonight.
You're right.
And that's just amazing to me. All right.
2 outs here. Top of the fourth inning. Boy, he was leaning, and he was thinking he was going to go, and he was hung out to dry. He was out from here to there. That one's outside and down. 1-1 to Ethan Shane. Shane struck out swinging his last time up. Swung at that one and missed. Way out in front of this guy on that off speed. Boy, when the pitcher's got a couple different speeds that he throws, it's tough. Brought the fastball, and he gets on it. Ooh. Hits it right out towards that right fielder, and that's going to be, he didn't move 3 steps, did he? That's going to be out number 3 for the Indians. So after 3.5 complete, Indians still clinging to that 1-run lead.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers.
Someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
You're on.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. Starfire is going to come up with, flip the book over, Dave.
5, 6, 7.
Isaiah Bumgardner, Mark Clary, and Braden Ballmer. First three batters for the Starfires. Bumgardner steps in. Taking high. Two balls and a strike, then.
Copy Reese has settled into a pretty good groove after that.
Well, I tell you what, he looked good the last two innings.
And settled in. Let's get him here now.
Catches a strike on the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes.
My chip to cheese ratio ain't gonna matter.
And you're usually pretty good at that.
I'm great at it.
Yeah. There's a ground ball over to Riley. Riley gets an easy pop. Comes across the field and throws a strike to Ian. That's gonna be out number one. Nice play by Riley Post. Some kind of crazy walk-up music right there. Catcher for the Starfires, Mark Clary, steps in. That was taken a little bit low and outside, ball one. Cody going to make a quick trip out there and talk to his pitcher. Battery's going to get together, discuss a few things. Struck out swinging. His first time up in the first inning. There's a strike right there on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes.
Now
it's 1-2. That guy's fast with that strike on the board up there.
He's on it, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. That one hit hard, foul down the right field line. Man, we were banging cars last night, foul balls. Wind was blowing right out, right behind home plate. There's a ground ball towards Kate at shortstop, and that got a terrible hop right there. Man, that thing just come off the grass, hit the dirt, and I mean popped over Cade's head before he knew what happened. So Clary's going to reach first base, and I'm going to have to give that a base hit. Bobby, what do you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just a
bad hopper.
One of those plays that Cade couldn't make, and that's hit number two.
Riley, be ready down there at third, buddy.
The fielder for the Starfires. Down the dirt, ball one. We got one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning, hanging to that one-run lead that we scored in the first inning. We got a guy to second in the third inning, and that's as far as we got him since the first inning.
Willie got second last inning.
That was two innings ago, brother. That was in the third. Willie got the second. Last inning, we had Benny, Reese, and Ethan.
Oh, game's flying.
Well, after the first inning, things have picked up a little bit. One ball, two strikes. That's taken high and outside, 2-2.
Beautiful out right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hardly any wind. That one's inside, 3-2.
Come on, 00. Come on, kid. Work hard now.
Ooh, nice pitch right there. Curveball from Reese. Come back in there and caught the edge of the plate. That's going to be strikeout number five, I think.
Pulled the trigger on that one, didn't he?
Strikeout number four. That was really a nice pitch by Reese Bob. Big strikeout for him on a 3-2 pitch. That's strikeout 1, 2, 3. That is strikeout number 4 for Reese. And that's going to bring Terry Dillon to the plate, the center fielder. That one's popped up. Right back here.
Hey, nice
catch.
It.
Nice catch right
it's
there.
It's dead.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, got Dawn on his shirt.
No, really?
Yeah.
Son popped it up right across the backstop to his dad. How about that?
Dad's name's Delta.
Got to be Delta.
That's what I'm thinking.
That one's hit, Blair. And that's going to be caught by Cade. Nice play by Cade Wendell. I tell you what, it was one of those that just got over his head, and he made a heck of a over-the-shoulder grab for out number three. So we got four in the books, folks. I'm going to hand her off to my partner for inning number five. Indians clinging to a 1-0 ball game.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
All right, we're back here. Top of inning number five. Indians send up 7, 8, 9. Joe Homan, Ian Homan, and Cody Schinneberry. New pitcher on the mound for the Starfires. Moves the shortstop, the left-hander. And that's Grant Bessler. Grant comes in, takes over for Colin Schaefer. Indians look to this another left-hander. Looks like he throws pretty hard. The third baseman, Bumgardner, moves over to play shortstop for the Starfires. They bring in the new left-hander, Besser, and he's leading 1-0. Thought I was going to add a little add on there. A couple innings ago, we had Willie at second base, couldn't get him in. And now we got Joe Homan, big sophomore. Our big guy left us here. Just be done, ain't he? Everybody gets a break here, but you. You ever notice that?
That's true.
That ain't right, is it?
That's okay.
We're old. We got peel on. All right, the left-hander throws the first pitch, and that's outside for a ball. Joe struck out swinging in the second inning. Coach Camp's Indians clinging to a 1-0 game here. That's a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, 1-1.
They hit a big RBI Tuesday night, didn't
he? He had a huge hit, got our first run in, drove in his brother. A base hit into right field against St. Henry. They're trying to get on base here. 22, number 22, that's Ian outside. 2-1. Coach Feely over at first. Jeff Wendell, third base this inning for the Indians. Skies have all cleared out. They had a little thunder shower here, moved just to the north of the city. Looked like Decatur might have got a little rain. Oh, over there with the little kids, just messes them. 2-2. What you doing tonight, Bronny? Got any plans?
Might watch the old Rough and Rowdy.
Rough and Rowdy?
Ever hear that?
Marshall Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's... Oh, great curveball. Got him. Joe strikes out for the second time tonight. That one looking. That brings Ian Homan to the plate. Ian struck out looking as well in the second. Number 8 hitter for Coach Cal, Cody Schinneberry on deck. Top of inning 5. Now batting number 16, Ian Homan. Ian's got his whole family here watching tonight. Another good curveball. This kid's got a nasty curveball. 0-1. Talked to Gary Bernard. Gary said the Starfires are 6-0, and they've got good pitching, and I would say they have two aces, and I would say this is one of them right here. This kid here, he's nasty. 1-1. That's a strike on the corner. One ball, two strikes. Ian Holman. Big Ian, playing first base. Grades Ian in. Ian Jr.
Sophomore.
There's a curveball over to Coach Doggy One. Scoops it up. Tosses it back to Besser. Waves that bat around. That's popped off to the right side. First baseman gives chase, and it's over the screen. Great crowd up here tonight in Bern, Indiana. South Adams High School. Beautiful facility here. Well, you know, we played Brawny at the Stardome, and that's a great place to play basketball.
It's a nice facility there, too.
How they beat us this year.
Still shaking my head at that one, but
38-36.
It was a bad game.
It was a nasty game. But
shot way too many threes, if I remember right.
That's a fly ball left field. Left fielder coming in hard, and he tracks it down. Two outs now. That brings catcher Cody Schinneberry, Cade Wendell on deck. Ian just missed that high fly ball in the left field. That's a ground ball to third base. Candy hop for the third baseman. He's up, fires it across. Three up, three down. After 4.5, Indians 1, South Adams nothing.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Hey, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. We're back, bottom of five. Indians leading 1-0. It is 9-1-2. Martinez, Besser, and Stuber facing Reese. Reese has been pretty sharp. He gave up a couple base hits, struck out four.
Come on, Reese, get ahead of here. Come on.
Indians cling to a 1-0 lead. Cody fires it down to Benny Homan. Fires it over to Riley. And we're ready to go with inning number five. Left hand hitting Martinez, switch hitter. Coach Brad Buckingham and the South Adams Starfires. Cody gives him the sign and the pitch. That's just a little low, ball one. Reese Rogers, 6'4" senior. That's outside, 2-0. Martinez chokes up on that bat, tries to make that strike zone a little bit smaller. Try to get on base anyway. Reese throws a strike at the knees. Two balls and a strike. Reese's whole family's up here. Brandon came from Elkhart, his wife and kids. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Mom and dad, the whole crew's up here watching Reese pitch a gem so far through four. Got it. Nice job. Good change of speeds. Comes back, strikes out the number nine hit. It's always nice to get that leadoff hitter off base, Brawny.
Yes, it is.
So that brings top of the order, Grant Besser. Grant's been on twice, got a base hit and reached on an air. New pitcher for the Starfires. Be nice to get him out of here. Keep him off the bases. Nick Stuber on deck. That's a curveball for strike. Reese has found his control after a slow start. High cheese, 1-1. Tomorrow, with the game is on down at Dayton, fifth third field. That's a strike on a fastball. Ball two strikes. If anything, if there's a little delay, we're going to wait her out. But as of right now, there's four games down there. Tomorrow, we are the first game. There's a slow roller in the Indian dugout. Coach Kalp tries to make a play.
You guys miss me?
Where'd you go, brother?
I went back here and talked to my big sis.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
Big sis from Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. She came up to lunch.
Watch your big brother coach?
Yeah.
Little brother?
Little brother. Yeah.
That one gets away. Full count. That might be 2-2. That guy is quick on the balls.
Fastest
strikes
I've ever seen.
He's lightning.
It's like the umpire is doing it. He's clicking it.
Yeah, he is.
Before he says what it is, he's clicking it on the board.
Fly ball going left and foul.
Tell you what, folks, if that, did you see that foul ball miss that little
missed
guy?
That, yeah,
I'm saying it. That's close.
Yeah. Kids out there, there's a great place, boys. I mean, and there's a heck of a crowd here tonight.
There is. This is as many people as we've had at the game all year.
2-2. It's in the dirt. Full count. One out. Trying to keep the leadoff hitter off base. Besser's been on both times. We appreciate you listening for Recovery Radio, bringing you Indian baseball.
What are we up to, Brownie?
520 listeners. That's a lot. A full count pitch. Ground ball, Riley Post. Good hop for Riley. Fink leans it on across there to Ian. Two up, two down. Nice job by Reese Rogers. Nice job by the third baseman, Riley Post, Calpe.
He looks sharp down there tonight, Bobby.
Yeah, he does.
He likes that spot at third base. He likes that. Yeah, I was talking to Jerry after the Sander game, and one of their hits was a missile down to Riley. That got just past him. And he said on the way home, Riley said he was mad at himself for not getting that. And Jerry said, that's hit pretty hard. Riley said, I shouldn't make that play.
Yeah.
First pitch that spot at third base.
Absolutely. First pitch a strike on a curveball. Left-handed hitter Nick Stuber. Nick reached on a fielder's choice and grounded out to Benny Holman on a play that Benny went in a hole and made a nice play. We thought it was a base hit for sure.
Oh, yeah. This the guy?
Yeah. Ball's outside 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. That's outside 2-1. Two outs here in the fifth. He gets a sign from Cody. That's in the dirt, 3-1. To the number two hitter, Nick Stuber, his brother Joe on deck.
Where's Reese's brother? Where'd you say he lives?
Elkhart.
Elkhart, that's right. I was trying to think. You always say it? I couldn't think of it.
The home of Michael Jackson. Foul right back at us.
That lady even know that
book? She had no idea.
She's reading her book.
Yep.
The lady sitting here just...
She's Fort Cover girl.
Yeah, that's Will Holman's grandma.
Yeah, that's
Will
Holman.
Steinbrenner.
Pop foul right over our noggin. We're out of balls. We have no balls.
Come on, Reese. Get him here. Come on.
Full count. Two outs. Bottom of five. And the pitch. Got him on a curveball. Reese Rogers has been fabulous. Through five, Indians one, Starfires nothing.
you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. Big inning for the Indians to try to play a little add-on here in this 1-0 ball game. We roll the top to Cade Wendell. Willie Hellman and Nick Twaits, first three batters. Cade struck out the last time up. There's a curveball falls.
This kid has a strike. Calvin, he's a new pitcher. Grant Besser started last thing. Is a nasty curveball.
That was the biggest curve I've seen. No wonder. He's still lefty, too, isn't he?
Yep.
Up out of play. No balls, two strikes to Cade.
Boy, it'd be nice to get a run here, huh?
I can't believe it's still 1-0. I really can't. Swing and a miss for Cade right there, and he goes down swinging. So strikeout number 7 for the Starfires, 2 for Besser.
Two for two,
stepping in there.
Any idea?
What box?
Right behind the dugout on that. People walk up to it and then they,
Brian, that's your job. We got to know.
Boys, we got fire trucks heading down here.
What we got? Jeepers. All of them?
Yeah. Parade somewhere tonight.
Could be. Beautiful night for a parade. Hard hit ball from Willie.
That a bit
past the third baseman. I'm going to give that a base hit, and that's going to be 3 for 3 for Willie.
Absolutely.
I don't think he touched it, right?
I don't think he touched it either.
So we finally got a runner on. Willie's 3 for 3. He's on first base again, and that's going to bring Nick Twaits to the plate.
How long is he going?
I'd say pitch number 2.
Give him 2. It might be a little tougher still on.
He had Willie fooled.
Yeah. Coach Feely. Coach can't say nothing. Hey, blind as a bat.
That's what we're going to get on.
Yeah, we got new glasses for first base coach.
I'll hand you my glasses on the way home. He's liable to break them. Smack away. Rip foul. I got ball blue. No balls, 2 strikes, and Nick Twaits.
I thought last night we broke the record for foul balls. We're close to it tonight.
I told Lori, I said, do you realize that your her nice Lincoln that she's got was missed by about maybe 3 inches? Yeah. She goes, I didn't know. So that's a good thing. Here comes the 0-2. Taking a little high, ball 1. Ooh, that's close, Bobby.
Yeah, Willie ain't getting a good read off this kid, Cowper. He'd be gone. Ain't no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I'm telling you, too. I agree. He's coming over to first pretty shortly, I can guarantee it. Nice job by Nick.
I like the way they put the screen all the way out to right field.
I did too.
Good thinking. Yep. Yeah.
Just kind of keeps those hard line drives away from the fans, and very nicely done.
And even if you get hit by one going over, it's going to be coming down soft.
Yeah.
You're not going to get killed by it. Might knock a tooth out. But
might get a knot like you got on your forehead.
Huge knot.
Come on, Nick Twaits. That's a hot wheat grounder back to the pitcher. Pitcher goes to one, second for one, over to first, and that gets past the first baseman. Nick's not going to take a chance and head to second. He's back at first. So Willie gets knocked down on the force out. Fitzy reaches on a fielder's choice.
Kind of cued that one out there, didn't he?
Yeah, didn't. I mean, the pitcher's turned on that and fired the shortstop, and I thought, uh-oh. Fitzy got down the line there, and luckily, we keep a guy on first base.
No, they gave him second.
Oh, it went out. I think it went through the screen back there.
Oh, it did. Oh, very good. So now we got a guy in runner scoring position.
Come on.
So Tracy gets means down to second. And Benny Holman steps in there. Big two-out hit here, Benny. Come on, nine. Weak little foul ball just gets out of the off the line there. Foul ball. Strike one.
How many kids wear a cup? Just the catcher, or is everybody wearing
them? Well, I never wore one.
Infielders.
Infielders wear one?
I never wore one.
Oh,
wow. Heck of an Uncle Charlie there to Benny, and had him just spinning in circles. The ball's two strikes to Benny. South Adams, an unblemished 6-0 record. And that one's popped up over
trouble,
first
trouble.
Person's head. Nobody's out there. Everybody's racing it. And we have a collision. And we have an out.
Oh, nice
catch by the right fielder. And that's going to be out number three. That was one of them that could have fell in there, and it didn't. But we'll go to the bottom. Indians still leading by one.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning, Stuber, Schaefer, and Bumgardner, the first three batters for the Starfires. Trailing 1-0.
Big inning, 3-4.
Yeah, I was just sitting here to myself thinking, Reese, get through this inning here one time for me. That one's taken right on the outside of the edge of the black for strike number one. Nice pitch. Swing and a miss right there on off speeder. No balls, two strikes to Joe Stuber, the second baseman for South Adams. There's a weak grounder right back over to Reese Bob. Reese Bob picks it up, fires over to Ethan first, and that's out number one.
Three pitches. Nice job, Reese.
And that's going to bring Colin Schaefer to the plate. Colin, the young man has started the game as a sophomore for South Adams. He started the game as a pitcher. He bats right-handed.
Yes, he does. One thing about Reese Bob, and Reese is heading to Muskegon College to play baseball up in Michigan, and a senior in Calpe. He knows the game of baseball.
Oh, absolutely. Him and his dad study it like nobody's biz. There's a swing and a miss on strike number one. First pitch, breaking ball. Gets away from him a little bit, bounces in front of the plate. One ball, one strike. I would like to know how many pitches Reese has thrown in this ball game, and I guarantee you, since inning number one, that's deep. A hard hit ball, folks.
Stay in the park.
And that's going to chase.
Gone.
And that's a home run. How about that? Colin Schaefer, the starting pitcher for the Starfires, just took a fastball from Reese Rogers and launched it 340 feet over the left field wall, and that's going to tie this ball game up at ones. Wow. He hit everything in that one, Bobby.
Well, we said tonight we thought there might be one hit out of
here. Yeah, I was hoping it wouldn't be in the bottom black and white jerseys. Yes, sirree. That was a pretty one to watch. Round tripper for Colin Schaefer knots this game up at 1-1. And that's going to bring Isaiah Bumgarner to the plate. He was sitting on that fastball, got it, and he gave it a ride, didn't he, Brownie? Yes, he did. First pitch to Bumgarner is down in the dirt. Ball one. Second one just a bit outside. Ball two.
Time called, Coach Kapp.
Coach Kapp's going to come out and talk to Reese quick.
Jerry had to see something there, don't you think? Just
I don't know.
Calm him down a little bit.
He came out real quick there. I don't know. Wow.
That's a quick hook. Let's take a break. Come right back.
Yes, sir. He took him out. We're going to go to somebody else. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a new pitcher.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until on. With a Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4850.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Home Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hall Brothers website, hullbros.com. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
Wow. All right, we're back here at South Adams. We're going to bring in Riley Post, a sophomore, from third to the pitcher's mound and replace Reese Rogers there. And Reese is going to go to first, and Evan Post is going to come in and play third. So we got a brand new ball game, folks. In the bottom of the sixth inning, a home run by Colin Schaefer. And knots everything up at ones. So Riley Post comes in. There was the first pitch. Actually, there was the first pitch. It was a 2-0 count there, and he took Reese out. And Riley's first pitch is ball one, and it's 3-0, and that's going to be 4-0, and that's going to make him easy walk down to first base for Bumgarner.
Really a tough situation to put a young kid in there.
Yeah,
maybe you let him finish at a bat.
Very much so. Very much so. I don't know. Like you said, Bobby, I don't know. Jerry must have seen something that just kind of enough was enough, and maybe Reese gave him a sign too that we didn't see. I don't know, but runner at first, one out, and there's a bunt. Riley comes up and he fields it, looks to second, goes to first, and gets the second out of the inning. So that moves Bumgarner to second. Mark Clary is thrown out at first. Nice sacrifice by him.
Knock it down, infield.
So that brings Braden Ballmer to the plate, number 23. Left fielder for the Starfires. Go ahead and run at second. I don't know if Riley will finish this game. I'd say he may. If he gets out of this jam right here, he'll probably start the seventh.
I've got a pinch runner coming in.
Newman, number six. Brandon Newman. Well, we got to get out of this, boys. We don't want to have to come to the top of the seventh and have to score a run here. Not to say we can't. I'd like to keep her tied, though. Let's keep it that way.
Ballmer's a big kid.
You bet he is. Ballmer steps into the batter's box. Runner at second. There's a curveball, and that's going to come in and hit him.
Oh, yeah. Throw him out!
That was a little ridiculous. Give me a break.
Boo!
My partner not happy with that one at all.
That was ridiculous.
What a bush league!
So, Ballmer goes down to first. The pinch runner, Newman.
Wow!
It was a slow curveball come in, hit him on the hip, and he made it look like he got hit intentionally, and it was a little bit ridiculous.
And he flipped his bat and stared at Riley.
Flipped his bat.
He must be watching these MLB fights or something. If he'd see Riley play defensive back, he wouldn't do that. Riley knocked his teeth out.
Here we go. Two outs, runners at first and second. There's a ground ball to Kate.
Oh, my God.
Routine ground ball to the shortstop, and it was a horrible hop again, and it went right over him. Cade didn't even see it coming. One popper right over his head, and that's going to score the run from second to make it a 2-1 ball game in favor of your Starfires. Oh, boy. So that's a base hit for Terry Dawn, and that's going to bring Martinez to the plate. 2-1 ball game. Newman comes around to score. He was a pinch runner in place of Isaiah Bumgardner. And we still have runners at first and second. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter. Grady Sprunger, a senior for the Starfires, is going to be the pinch hitter in place of Martinez. At first and second. That one's in the dirt. Nice job by Cody to hang on to it. 2-1 ball game, folks.
Got to get out here without any more damage. Swing at him, bottom of the top of the seventh.
We got led the inning off. We got a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Next guy hit it out. There's a swing and a miss. 1-1 one strike. Colin Schaefer then proceeded to come up and hit a home run out of the left field wall to make it 1-1. How about that hop?
God, it's unbelievable.
That is incredible. That one's in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike.
Oh, got him.
Little bobbled ball by Cody right there, and he had that guy running to third, and he threw a bad throw down the third base. Nice job by Evan Post just to stop it.
One hopper in there.
Yeah. So that moves the runners up to second and third.
Wheels are turning. Coach Cap going to the mound and talking to his young right-hander.
Yeah, Jerry's going to have to go out and talk to him a little bit. Runners at second and third. 2 outs here. 2 balls, 1 strike to Sprunger. We got the leadoff man coming up next, so we do not want to roll the top here.
Oh.
We want to get out of this mess right here.
Say, Will's grandma might have that book read before this game's over.
She's a reading speeder over there. She's just sitting there.
Just having a nice little set back.
You gotta love the weather.
Like she's sitting on the back porch reading that book, isn't she?
Don't get no better than that.
That one's taken outside. Ball three. 3-1. Looks like a good pitch from here, but
we don't want the next batter up.
No, we don't want to face this next kid. Here comes the 3-1, and that's a line drive over Evan's head. That's going to be a base hit. That's going to score one more, and that's going to make it a 3-1 ball game.
Nice piece of hitting there.
Yep, he hung in there. And that's going to score Bomber from third, and now 3-1 ball game in favor of South Adams. How about that? How fast things can change.
Ain't that something? Game of momentum. Hitting's contagious. Ain't that what they say?
It sure is. Now we got runners at first and third. So Martinez comes back in. He lets Sprunger get a base hit. Martinez goes back in as a pinch runner. So he's at first base. Got thrown into the fire here, folks. That was taken inside, ball one. And he's got one more chance here in the top of the seventh inning to do some damage. I think Reese leads us off in that inning, if I'm not mistaken. There's a strike right there. There's a throw down to second on the steal.
Got him.
And he got him. How about that, folks? Great job by Cade Wendell to put a tag on top of him. And we get the runner taken off for second. But in the inning, a lot of damage done here for the Starfires. They pick up a home run, and they pick up a couple more runs on a base hit and a bad hop that would have got us out of that inning. Yeah. And at the end of six complete, it's now 3-1 in favor of the South Adams Starfires.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Did Old Man Winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
All right, here we go. Top of the seventh inning. Indians need two to get back into this ballgame and tie things up. Reese Rogers is going to lead us off. Reese takes one down. Ball one. He did take a strike here before we got back on the air. One ball, one strike. Bobby, we got to get a leadoff guy on.
That's right, buddy.
That one's fouled out of play. One ball, two strikes. Gosh dang it.
The Niekamp family listening back home. I played golf today with Mudbo. Played nine holes.
Took beautiful day.
I cleaned him pretty good.
Did you get him?
Yeah. Well, almost did. I led.
There's a ground ball. Chopper, yeah, that's foul.
One ball, two strikes to Reese, Bob.
Big First Communion this weekend, I think, huh?
Do we have First Communion at Mary Hope?
Sounds about right.
It's a big day for them youngsters.
It is.
Swing and a miss right there.
Curve.
Catcher's going to have to fire down to first and make sure for the out, and he does. So Reese goes down swinging.
And he's down there last two outs, David.
Yeah, strikeout number eight here for the Indians. We've got one run on five hits so far. That's going to bring number 15, our left fielder, Ethan Chain, to the plate. Chain takes the first pitch, swings at her. Good cut at him for Big E.
I'm not nearly as disappointed tonight as I was last night.
Yeah, I understand.
This game was a fluke. I mean, they had two balls that bounced right. Their ground balls to short. That
yeah, we should have been out of that inning. It should have been 1-1. One ball, one strike to Ethan. Indians 8-2 on the season on this campaign. And nice cut by Ethan right there. This kid is throwing some smoke. One ball, two strikes. Starfire 6-0 on the season. Like I said earlier in the game, they are ranked third in the state of Indiana in Double A. Here comes a 1-2. It's taken high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. We need a base runner. You never know.
You never know, do you?
Mm-mm. You never know. Like to get that tying run to the plate. Ethan calls time. Senior player right there to make a timeout call. Break some momentum for this pitcher. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Besser on the mound, and that's strikeout number 9 for the Indians. And that's going to bring Joe Homan to the plate. Joe, our last chance here.
Shout out to the Kanapke family sitting around the old
house listening to the Indians.
Listen, eating McDonald's and listening to the game. Ooh. Carly and Jake are putting my grandson's new bed together. So,
oh, happy.
Sam's there for more moral support.
Jersey takes that one for a strike. One ball, one strike. Come on, Joe, get on there. Evan Post on deck for the Indians. That was taken outside. Two balls and a strike. I see Evan get up there and give it a shot. Got a piece of that in the back of the fence.
Screen.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We're down to our last strike here, Bobby. Indians held a one-run lead for the majority of this game, and then they pick up three runs here in the bottom of the sixth. There's a curveball, and that was a pretty one, and that's going to be strike three, and that's going to be your ball game. He struck out the side here in the top of the seventh inning, and that's going to do it for the Indians. And the final score here is 3-1 in favor of your South Adams Starfires. We'll be back for a little post-game wrap-up in a second.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Brownie, we're back here at Burn, Indiana for a little post-game wrap-up. Indians fall 3-1 to the Starfires from South Adams. And Bobby, we had a hell of a ball game here for a while. There,
great game.
1-0 ball game. Reesbaum pitched a heck of a ball game. He gave up 3 hits. He struck out 6. And he gave up a home run in the bottom of the 6th, and then we brought in Riley, and we could have got out of that inning with a ground ball to the shortstop that just absolutely popped right over his head, and what do you do?
Yeah, 2 of them. It's kind of amazing. 2, actually, cans of corn to Cade.
Yeah, both of them plays that he'll make every time. Yeah, but you can't make them when you can't catch them, and they just pop right over his head, and that's the way it rolls here once in a while. So the Indians fall to 8-3 on the campaign. South Adams improves to 7-0, and we're not afraid to play those guys. But, you know, they had some good pitching tonight. 2 left-handers. Colin Schaefer started the game, and then Besser come in and finished it off. They combined for 10 strikeouts.
Well, the Besser kid's a heck of a player. I mean, we should have scored another run against the starter, but the kid coming in at the end, he's the real deal.
Yeah,
He had a great breaking pitch, probably threw in the mid-80s, and we didn't get any good swings at him.
No.
But you know what? This is a part of the season, Copy, and we talked about this. This is when the rubber meets the road,
basically. Yeah, and you said it on Monday night. You know, now we go. And you know, we were really high on Tuesday, and we came out, we knocked off a really good St. Henry team. And then last night we faced a team that, like I said before, had some revenge in mind, and they come in, and they were on top of their game, and we didn't look as sharp, but they got us. And then tonight, we didn't play a bad ball game. We didn't play a bad ball game at all.
No, we didn't. You know, and a couple of base running blunders again, and just things we're just not hitting the ball in, you know, a clutch hit situation.
Yeah.
But it's all part of growing, you know, and we got to keep getting better. It's
That's
a long
right.
season.
And
you know, you look at last night's game, and St. Henry run rules Minster,
right.
Defending state champion.
Right.
And, you know, they were hoping to win the league, too. And,
sure.
And you said it earlier, 2 losses could win the MAC.
I think so.
We got to get the bats out.
We
can't score 1 run a game and expect to beat anybody.
No, we've scored 4 runs here all week.
Yeah.
So we got to score more runs than that, folks, and that's all there is to it. You know, tomorrow we head down and we play
play this song?
We play a good Alder team at 1:00 at Fifth Third Field. So if you got nothing going on tomorrow, I know it's supposed to be crappy weather in the morning, but I think tomorrow afternoon is supposed to be better. So buzz on down to Fifth Third Field and watch the Indians play. They'll be fun to watch, and you won't be disappointed.
We'll be in the press box.
We'll be in the press box. We'll be happy.
Rob Weaver's doing the announcing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. With Kirk Ruby, awesome. I think. Yeah. Yeah. So them guys will have fun doing that.
Absolutely.
I think Byram and Rachel Warren are singing the national anthem, too.
What? Oh, well, that'll be awesome, too.
Huh? What Byram?
Adam Byram, is that right? That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's a 1:00 start tomorrow afternoon, barring no delays from the weather. Like I said earlier, Monday night we play at Lima Shawnee. And then on Tuesday we're at Verzales. On Thursday we'll be back home against Marion Local. That's going to be the wing night. On Friday we play at Sydney Layman. And then on Saturday we have a doubleheader with the Rushi Raiders. Big week for baseball next week, too, for the Indians. This week we had a couple games we won, a couple games we lost, Brownie, and that's the way baseball rolls. But we finish up with 5 hits tonight. Will Homan had 3 of them. Willie was on every time, and he did score our lone run in the first inning. So we just got to get better with the bats, Brownie. That's all there is to it. And we'll get there. We'll get there. We're working on it. So for me and my partner, Bobby, we're going to call her a night here at Burn, Indiana, and we'll be with you tomorrow afternoon when we'll be at Fifth Third Field. Brownie, good job tonight, buddy.
Hey, you too, sir.
All right.
If it rains out, we'll make.
on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.